you could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
I'm Dana Kaplan, Executive Director of Outright Vermont. Meet Anya, a Vermont youth whose loving family created a ripple effect of safety and affirmation.
I grew up just with this really awesome support system around me. When I went to college and I met my fiance, I was the first person that she ever felt comfortable enough to come out to. And it felt really special because I knew that the reason I was that safe space was because my family had taught me how to be that safe space.
To learn about Outright's work to strengthen families and communities, visit us at outrightvt.org.
What's happening, Burlington? How y'all doing tonight?
Good?
Good.
Yeah, good. We like to hear that.
We'll be right back.
My sincerest regards. Why the rising and tide of troubled waters we cross into the fire and frost when the desire is lost? It's a survivor's remorse that raised higher the course. During the year of the horse, I had so much to resolve. It hung me over. I was fearing the hair of the dog. They killed my homie. I was there when they carried him off. When we buried him, we wrapped him in Nigerian cloth. They told a story about him having a malaria cough. They tried to say he had a weapon that was clearly a torch. I hold the fury so they fear me, but it nearly was washed. Expecting me to be forgiven like it really was squashed. But I have seen so much that I can never be hushed. I've been the bearer of a burden that is heavy as fruit. I'm pure legacy, incredibly, I'll never be touched. It ain't nowhere to go from here but up. While we were all in denial and seen the murderer smile as he was brought in the trial, I watched the vulture circle the weight in the fall of a child and canines devoured alive, the call of the wild. I couldn't accept the charge for the call of the void or for progress destroyed over Darwin and Freud. Survival totally could depend on the toss of a coin or a pawn, which organization allowed you to join. I live on the borderline like a dishwater blind, or like Malcolm suiting up the head to the Autobahn. I caught a vibe I would have taken as some sort of sign where I'm more aligned, but I was running so short a time, and I have felt so much that I am numb to the touch. Whenever assumptions make it hard for me to function is rough, cause every something I ever wanted was once in my clutch. So ain't nowhere to go from here but up.
Oh, spot burning in the